Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Zero Day Con Dublin 2024 kicks off the Convention Centre. I'm looking forward to being part of that as the host later on. But Ken Sheehan, Operations Manager at Smartech 24/7, which are hosting that event, is with us now. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
It is a pretty scary landscape out there when it comes to cybersecurity threats at the moment. But there is an indication that cooperation is happening at an unprecedented level to try and stop the bad guys.
It is. And I suppose you would have seen over the last few weeks that there's an international law enforcement operation that brought together countries from the US, Canada and Europe to tackle one of the more well-known threat actors called Lockbit. And they've significantly disrupted their operations. So there is some signs of hope.
Yeah. What exactly is the landscape like at the moment? Because it seems to be everywhere. But what's the biggest single threat? Is it AI?
It's certainly up there, and as you said, the landscape is changing. Something that kind of frightening that happened in the last few weeks. There was a worker for a company in Hong Kong, and he transferred $25 million. He was on a video call with what he thought was his work colleagues, and it turns out it was a deep fake AI impersonating his work colleagues, and he transferred $25 million. So that's the landscape is changing, and we're all going to have to try and keep up with the changes.
Yeah, and that is the problem, though, isn't it? Because you're trying to get everybody in an organisation to come with you on a cybersecurity journey. Our lads like myself just know not to click on an email that don't like the look of, but the guys who are trying to rob me are using far more sophisticated tools. So how do you bring an organisation with you when that threat landscape keeps changing?
I'd love to say there's one magic silver bullet. If you download this one particular piece of software, it's going to solve everything. But unfortunately, it's not. It's going to be a mixture of some technology, but then the processes that you have in the organization. And then as individuals, what can we do? Is just maintain a healthy degree of skepticism if you're doing anything online. In particular, if you're being pushed to do something urgently and unexpected without being given a chance to think, that's normally a good indicator that something's not quite right.
When it comes to making the decisions, though, I mean, cybersecurity officers, who will be represented at the conference today, do they feel like they're constantly pushing a stone up a hill trying to convince the people who control the money that they need to spend on something like cybersecurity? Because there's no point in worrying about it after you have been breached.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's in the past, cyber risk was kind of left to the guys in the IT department. But I suppose some significant events over the last few years, particularly at home with the HC cyber attack, really shows when it goes wrong, it can really go wrong. And cyber is a business risk, not just a IT risk.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned your man who lost the 25 million. Did he get it back?
There's not much more reporting on that, but no, we don't think he did.
Yeah, you'd think that would be towards the top of the story when it was heard. But, I mean, that just shows you that people are concerned primarily about being locked out of their system. We think of the HSE cyber attack here where everybody was locked out and it caused chaos. But the cheaper hit will be to convince some poor unfortunate gobdaw down the system to transfer money out. And that is being seen by the criminals as a more lucrative route, isn't it?
It's certainly far easier. And again, just going back to AI, what we have seen is people's voices being impersonated. So particularly senior leadership within organisations. And once you get a 30-second clip of somebody's voice, you can replicate it. So what the cyber criminals do with that information is they target IT help desks. So they'll ring up and say, I'm the chief operations for whatever company, I'm after forgetting my password, please reset it to password 123. And this is a relatively easy way of sidestepping all or most of the security defences.
Yeah, God help the poor people, because I forget my password every second day. So therefore, it's I can see how that would be of use. Who have you got coming to the conference today, Ken?
God, we've 40 speakers and from a wide, diverse range of backgrounds. So we've three main tracks. We're going to talk about the challenges of AI. We're going to talk about regulation, what that means for us with NIS2 and DORA coming down the line to us. And then geopolitics. What does that mean and what the conflict in Ukraine and the conflict in Gaza means for the cyber domain? Lots of interesting speakers. I suppose myself, I'm looking forward to Dr. Richard Brown from the National Cybersecurity Centre. who's giving the keynote address.
Okay, Ken Sheehan, Operations Manager for SmartTech 24/7. Taking part in Zero Day Con Dublin at the Convention Centre a little bit later. Thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast Business this morning.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.